time for high school basketball right here on FullRecoveryRadio.com. Special sports coverage on Full Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Full Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Full Recovery Internet Radio.
Good evening, Indian fans. Welcome to tonight's varsity matchup between the Versailles Tigers and the Fort Recovery Indians. I'm Dave Kalp, along with my partner, Harold Feely, tonight. And we got Reese doing the computer for us. I can't hear you, Feezer. We gotta turn him on.
Here, big fella.
There he is. There's hello, my boy. Hello. Hey, we're coming into Mac time tonight, Harold.
You betcha. It's time.
Yep, we got a big game here. Early in the season for us to play Versailles, isn't it?
Yeah.
Normally we play them a little later.
Usually it's a little later, yeah.
It's going to be a fun game. We know they've lost a little bit of their firepower from last year.
Yes, sir. No more big boys here.
Yep. They lost a couple of the Arns boys.
I don't think we got any more of them, so hopefully we're all right.
They beat us forever, it seems like. We got them a couple times. We'll take that to them.
Yeah, actually, we got them a couple times.
Yes, we did.
I don't know if he beat us.
Yep, that's right. Kyle, he's been playing up at Michigan State. I got to watch him the other day. He looked pretty good.
Yeah, he's actually getting some playing time up there.
Yep, and Justin there is at Ohio State. Pretty awesome for those two young men from Versailles to be at D1 colleges and play basketball on
coming
TV.
Coming out of it, yeah. Division cool. 3 and heading all the way up to the big time.
Cool as can be, isn't it?
Yep.
Well, hey, we got a big matchup here tonight. The Indians come in here 1-0 against the 0-1 Versailles Tigers. They lost their opening game 52-46 to Salina last Saturday night. And the Indians come out of their first game with a pretty big kind of a toppled victory there against the squad.
The Douglas Jefferson squad, it was okay. You know, I think they're a little young yet. They're a few years away from being too good. But
right.
We looked really good. I thought we had a great team effort last Saturday night. I was impressed with everybody. Everybody came in. Even the guys coming off the bench were really aggressive. I thought we played
a lot of guys. We play a lot of guys, you know?
Yeah. Coach Bayshore still got to get it up and down, and let's run and have some fun. And it really showed. I think the kids enjoy that. Offensively, I thought, Petey Judy, he's awesome. He was just he did a great job. And Grant Knapp, he had a little rough start in his second half. He really got strong and played well the second half. So I'm looking for those two boys to have a good game tonight.
I do too. All right. Well, I'll tell you what, we'll take a quick break here and we'll be back with the starting lineups for tonight's ball game.
The holiday season is here, and that means getting together with family and friends. Let Wayne Street Market take the stress out of planning your party. They can cater any size get-together. Give them a call at 375-2865 and see what they can do for you. Be sure to call 48 hours ahead to be sure you get what you want, whether it's their famous cheese balls, meat and cheese trays, veggie trays, roasted chicken and JoJo fries, something great from their deli, or their new smoked meats featuring the oversized smoked chicken leg quarters and much more. They have just what you need to make the party great. Or just stop in and grab some great food fast. Great food and great prices. Wayne Street Market, your local full-service market.
At Hull Brothers at Fort Recovery, we know that maintaining your equipment's health keeps it running at peak performance. That's why we carry genuine Case IH lubricants, filters, and batteries for your total maintenance solutions. Achieve longer service intervals and higher performance with OEM lubricants. Maximize your engine's efficiency with Case IH approved filters and depend on our quick starting batteries designed to handle extreme vibrations and temperatures. Visit Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery today and purchase your genuine Case IH lubricants, filters, and batteries to get the most out of your investment.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Coach Mike Bayshore was on Sports Talk on Wednesday, and he previewed tonight's game with the Versailles Tigers. Here are his thoughts on it being our first MAC game of the season.
It's a good opener for us. It's a big gym. It'll probably be a decent crowd there because they bring a lot of people. And, you know, you go out your first game on the road in the MAC. It's a winnable game for us. We saw them a few times this summer. And I know they lost a lot, but they're going to battle you. You know, we've been preaching to the boys all week. You can't go over there and play bad and think you're going to come out with a victory. It's not a very easy place to play. If you're not careful, you know, they get hot one night from the outside. I mean, I think our champions are one of those things where we've got to come ready to play. We can't look past them, or it might be a long, quiet bus ride home. The MAC is like that. You go on the road in the mountains, you can beat by anybody. I mean, it's just people are just jacked up to play at home. It's the opening night in the MAC. For us, we want to get off to a good start. I don't think we'll pass them, but like I said, they're a very dangerous team. Just Tom and Kate can put the ball in the basket, and they're going to play hard. So it's just a matter of matching that intensity. But we get off to a good start, and I don't think us looking past anybody right now is anything that we have to be worried about.
Here are some of Coach Bayshore's thoughts about a few of his players, especially about how hard they hustled last Saturday.
You played your starters about 3 minutes that fourth quarter, and the rest of it was your bench, and it was impressive how hard they worked and defensively, and you got to like that. That's a whole team effort.
And when we've played well at our scrimmages, it's 10 guys out there trying to compete for time. You know, we talked about before we went out there that night that it's not a scrimmage anymore, so there's not a good 2 minutes for anybody, and I think the kids really bought into that Saturday night, and we tried to rotate the post. I think that's one of our strong suits, to be able to rotate our four bigs so they can always be fresh, and I thought we got a lot of good minutes out of all four. I mean, Wayne Toby was a machine on cleaning up loose balls.
He did a great job,
It was a big effort out of the senior right there.
Absolutely. You know, he's had that trait since he brought him up last year. Wayne gets the ball. He just figures it out, don't he?
Yeah, he always seems to be in the right spot. It doesn't matter. If things aren't always going well, he's still playing as hard as he can all the time. And, you know, he's a real asset for us.
And let's talk a little bit about Grant Konapke, Coach. Plays two guard. He handles the ball a lot. He was just solid Friday night or Saturday night, wasn't he?
Yeah, you know, early on, his shot wasn't falling, but he reached the break and ran down a couple loose balls and made some good passes to shoot some other guys. You know, he did a lot of things that won't show up in the book, but, you know, early on, he was making some hustle plays that really got us going. You know, Derek Jeudy was crashing the offensive glass, and Clay Smith was plays well all the time, and he could step inside, he can go outside, he's got that little pump fake move where he gets you in the air and go around you, so I was really impressed.
No, man, he's athletic for a big, and he will have some tremendous games for you. I guarantee you that.
He's really aggressive on the defensive boards. He didn't get too many defensive rebounds, which is key because it helps us get out and run. He runs the floor well on the break. I mean, he's just put so much effort in the offseason, and you can see in his moves. His moves are getting him open, and he's capable of putting 20 up on a given night.
Thanks to Coach Bayshore for his thoughts on his team. We'll be back with more of the Wayne Street Market pregame show right after this from our coach's sponsor, Hastings Auto Sales. It's cold outside, and that brings out the worst in your car. Weak battery, bad wipers, or tires without enough traction to get you through the snow? Give the experts at Hastings Auto a call at 375-4617, and they'll get your car back in top shape again. They'll check your antifreeze, wipers, batteries, tires, and more, so you and your car can survive the winter. Or if it's finally time to trade it in, stop in and see them. If they don't have what you're looking for, they'll find it for you. Get your car ready for winter now, or trade it in. Either way, go to Hastings Auto, 375-4617.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from BBI at K&L Tractor. The BBI Endurance line of litter spreaders are available in pull type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader designed with a poultry grower in mind. With BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come in and see these remarkable spreaders from BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
All right, here we're back.
back here in Versailles, yes, Ohio, man. Here for the night's ball game between the Fort Recovery Indians and the Versailles Tigers. We're about 2 minutes and 20 seconds away from tip-off, and game you want to go over the starting lineups here tonight for the basketball players.
Yeah, let's do that. Hey, for us, we're going to go with our starting lineup we had Saturday night again, which would be our two guards, would be Grant Kanapke and Peyton Judy. And then our other guard actually is Derek Judy, our kind of our point guard that runs the show. Also, we got two big guys inside. We'd be Clay Schmitz and Noah Leonards. And for the Versailles Tigers tonight, they've got a 5'10" junior in Michael Stommen. He is one of their best players, I think, Calvi.
That's the way it sounds. It sounds like he's a kid that can put it in the hole, so we're going to keep an eye on him.
Absolutely. And their other guard will be, I think it's Dakota Nofsinger. He's a 6'1" junior. And they've got three bigs inside with Ryan Martin, another junior at 6'2". Evan Heistan, I think, is a 6'2" senior. He's probably the only senior on the squad.
The only senior I see in the book.
Yeah, and then Austin Toner will be the other big guy inside. He's about 6'6", a junior. So he'll be something for Noah Leonard to contend with.
Without a doubt. And anytime you go on the road in a MAC game, like Coach said, it's going to be a barn burner, and you're going to have to play your best game. So they're excited to play us, and we're excited to play them. So,
yep, like to get off to a good start here in the MAC, maybe get our first W, and hopefully on our start for a great year this year.
Absolutely. I'm with you all the way, Harold. All right, well, they're getting ready to announce the starting lineups. Reese, we want to take one quick break, and we'll be back for the 10-cupper tip-off coming your way here in a couple of minutes.
The new smoked meats at Wayne Street Market? Stop in and check them out. They have their delicious oversized smoked chicken leg quarters every day, and you might find some smoked brisket or ribs and more. Just stop by the deli and pick out what you want, add a couple of sides, and you're ready to go. Or you can eat right there in the Wayne Cafe. They have great meals ready to go, or call 48 hours ahead for larger amounts of roasted chicken, wings, ribs, brisket, and more. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, stop in and get a great hot meal at Wayne Street Market, or choose their soup and salad bar. And don't forget Tenderloin Tuesdays, when you can get their giant tenderloin sandwich hot and ready to go for only $2.69. Wayne Street Market, call them at 375-2865 and get your holiday goodies reserved now. If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
Spending more time indoors? Perhaps it's time for a new wall color in your life. At Wangler Ace Hardware, we can make painting a simple pleasure. We carry a full line of quality Clark and Kensington paints available in any color you bring us. The Clark and Kensington paint and primer in one is a great value, starting at just $30.99 a gallon for interior flat finish. Friendly, knowledgeable folks will guide you through choosing paint along with products for surface prep and application. Visit the paint studio at Wangler Ace Hardware in Fort Recovery for friendly expert advice on your fall paint project.
Tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
Back here in Versailles, getting ready for the tip-off here of the ball game. Hey, tomorrow, if you got nothing going on, the girls will be hosting Ottawa Glendorf. The JV game will start at noon. That will be on WPGW. That'll be simulcast here on Fort Recovery Radio. And tomorrow evening, the boys will be traveling to Jay County. And again, that'll be on a simulcast with WPGW. I'm assuming that's a 6 o'clock tip-off for JVs also.
I believe it is, Dave. And that Ottawa Glendorf is a team coming off a state championship last year.
Yep,
So yep. I'm sure they're going to bring a great girls team in there tomorrow morning or tomorrow afternoon. So.
I didn't get a chance to go up and watch our girls last night. I did listen to it. I listened to Bob and Rob on the WPGW. It sounded like they're playing pretty good. You know, obviously they're young.
We're still we're young, and it kind of shows on the offensive end of the court, I think. We're having a little hard time scoring. Playing great defense. Only gave up 39 points last night.
Absolutely. A pretty strong Brazil's club.
Very good. They got big high expectations down there. I mean, I think they're thinking making another run to state. They went to state last year also. So
it's not gonna be easy. We got a tough schedule this year, and I was looking at our schedule for our girls program, and holy cow, we got ourselves a handful of games.
We sure do.
Holy moly. Next week, the girls will host Parkway on Thursday night, and that will be on Fort Recovery Radio. And then on Friday next week, the boys will head to Rockford. They'll take on the Parkway Panthers, and again, that'll be on Fort Recovery Radio. That's next week's ball games.
But we got a big one tonight.
And we got a big one here tonight. We're getting ready here for the Tin Cupboard Tip-Off coming your way here in a second. Once again, we'll go over their starting lineups for the Indians. It's going to be Grant Kanapke, Peyton Judy, Derek Toby, Clay Schmitz, and Noah Leonards. And for the Versailles Tigers, they got Michael Stahman, Ryan Martin, Dakota Nofziger, Evan Heistan, and Austin Toner. We're going to have to figure out how to pronounce that name.
Nofziger. Easton's the one. I think Nofziger. I think Nofziger's right.
Yeah, I think we're close.
I'm sure Neil come running up and we're not.
I thought that was Big Rob Lubke out there on the floor for one of the.
This guy looked like it.
Yeah, it does. Looks like Big Rob. I don't know. I don't think I know any of those fellas, Harold.
They're all pretty good. I was going to say, these all look not real familiar.
Here we go. We're getting ready for the old tin cupboard tip-off.
So big Noah Leonard's going to be in there for us.
Yep, Noah Leonard's in there. And
I would have to think the Toner boy's in there, too.
I think it is, number 33, the Austin Toner.
Let's get off a good start here. Davey, what do you think?
I'm with you. Here we go. And the tip controlled by the Fort Recovery Indians. Derek Judy with the ball. He goes over the top of the key. Over to Clay Schmitz. Schmitty down to Grant Kanapke.
Like Versailles comes out in a good man-to-man.
Yeah, I think they are matching up. Down into Clay. He's going to make a move, and he's going to get fouled by number 33, Toner.
Nice move down there by the big fella, big sophomore. He looked really good last week on Saturday night. He's very active down there.
I do believe that. All right, well. We got the Wangler Hardware scoreboard for you in the first quarter, and we also got the Hall Brothers foul line.
Foul was on Austin Toner there, his first.
Buck it up and good by Clay Schmitz.
Clay's got us on the board.
Shot number two up. A little bit hard off the back of the rim. Controlled by Toner. Whoever Zales will bring it down for the first trip. Indians are going to play their man-to-man. It's down low. Oops. Nice pass underneath. Bad it gets pass. Away, and that's going to be a turnover for the Versailles Tiger and over to the Indians.
Pretty good defense by the old purple.
One to nothing in favor of the old Indians here on a second trip down. Judy to the top of the key over to Kanapke. Back over to Judy on the wing. Over to Peyton. Peyton's going to fire up a three, a little bit long. Comes off the board, and it's going to be rebounded and turned out of bounds.
No Leonard's might have tipped that one out. Yep. Looks like.
Out of bounds for Zales' ball.
In aggressive, trying to get the rebound. Looks like we're going to throw a little press at him here. A little full court press.
A little man pressure one time. Thomas brings the ball up for Versailles.
Indians matching up too, playing a little man-to-man.
That's what we need. I think that's a good D for us. I think with our quickness and stuff, a man-to-man, and we're going to want to run and go.
I think we've got the better athletes out there, hopefully, and hopefully that'll be in our favor.
Yep, there's one tipped out of bounds back to Versailles.
Versailles lost a bunch last year, but you know what? They're going to always give you a good game down here.
Without a doubt. There's you know, anytime you come down here and play and never easy.
Nope, absolutely. Ain't never going to be easy on Friday night on the road.
Just Bauman with the ball. He's going to drive. He's going in. It's going to be tipped away. Picked up by Schmitty down to Grant Konecki. Grant comes in and lays it in for an easy bucket.
Nice little tip by Grant.
Nice right job back. Right there. 3-0 Indians over the Tigers of Versailles. 6 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Stallman with the ball. He's bringing it up the court against Grant Konecki. Over to Martin.
It's a young Versailles team. One senior on the squad.
Yeah, exactly. I'll tell you what. Our man-to-man giving them a little fits here right now.
Yeah.
I'll settle down here a little bit.
Very aggressive. We're right up in their face.
I stand in the side. Back out to Stallman. I stand with the move. He goes up for it. Misses the shot. Schmitty with the rebound. He's going to bring it down. He gives it up to Derek Jeudy. Derek with a move over to Peyton in the corner.
Nope.
Just off the back of the rim.
Good luck, though. Good luck.
Yeah, he got a good shot off right there, and that's going to be a foul called on Clay Schmitz.
It's like his first and our first.
3-0 ball game here with 5:16 to go in the Wagner Hardware first quarter scoreboard. Stallman with the ball. He'll bring it down against some light pressure with Grant Konecki. Over to wing, back out to the top. Istan makes a move again, goes in, and nice job again by Schmitty.
Benny.
Long pass down the court to Peyton. Peyton over to Grant. Grant up for a three, and that's going to be, it looked like it might have been tipped a little bit.
It was way short.
Yep. Rebound, Versailles.
Ooh, I can't believe
it. Nice deep by Grant. Off of Grant's leg, he goes up, misses the layup. Looks like he might have got fouled, but no call on the play. Stallman gets the ball, and he's coming back down the floor in a hurry. He goes up, and they're going to call a foul against Noah Leonards, I believe.
Yeah, I don't think Noah got quite set there. Yep. Might have got the Stallman kid there. He kind of put his head down and just went plowing in.
Yep.
I thought maybe they might get him for a little out of control, but he's going to shoot a couple.
3-0 ball game here. 4:30 to go in the first quarter. First shot up, in and out. Looks like the Indians are going to have a little substitution.
Mr. Blaine Toby just stepped in.
Blaine coming in for Noah Leonards.
Yep. Scott Lynn talking to Mr. Leonards. He does a good job down there as assistant coach.
Second shot up and in. Versailles cracks the scoreboard.
They're on. All right, let's get a bucket here.
All right, Derek Jeudy brings the ball down. He's going to set up the offense at the top of the key. Throws it over to Grant. Grant into Clay Schmitz. Schmitty with a nice little dribble and a move. Pops a shot up off the front of the rim.
That's a good look. We'll take that all day.
Oh, absolutely. Rebound Versailles. Here comes Stallman down the floor. Stops on the side of the wing. Out the high stand.
Uh-oh.
Oh, that's going to.
Oh, nice.
That was a great play right there.
Just about had
nice play by
that
Napster.
He made a great play.
Yeah, absolutely. They're going to reset the offense up. Dakota with the ball. Over to high stand. Now back to Stallman at the top. Not sure what to do here. They not really running the motion there. They're making a couple cuts there.
Trying to do a little bit, but Fort Kerr's defense.
Stallman puts his head down again, goes in for a layup, and a nice little move right there.
Nice
and a
drive.
Little finger roll, and that's going to tie the ball game at threes. All right, Indians, let's get a point in here one time. Derek Jeudy back over to Peyton. Peyton Jeudy at the top of the key, throws into Blaine. Blaine comes back out to Peyton. Nice ball movement over to Schmitty. Nice shot right there by number 12, Clay Schmitz.
Little baseline jumper, about 8 feet. Nice job. We'll take that all day.
5-3 lead now in favor of your Fort Recovery Indians. Stallman with the ball. He brings it down.
Need to get a stop here.
Over to high stand on the wing. Back to Stallman. Stallman looks. He takes it. Throws it down to number 24.
Wide open.
And that's Dakota Nofsker with a three. And that's going to give Rizales their first lead of the night at 6-5. And he's bringing down in a hurry. Pass the ball around. Grant with a three coming up. A little bit long. Peyton goes in for a rebound, gets a piece of it. And
Peyton might have got fouled there.
Yep, they're going to call foul here against the Brazils boys. Number 30.
Highstand?
Evan Highstand, yep. Second team foul for the Brazils Tigers. And he'll take the ball out and blow their own bucket. Little lob into Noah Leonard. Noah Leonard's back in.
Snuck back in. Took it, giving Schmitty a break.
I think we took Peyton out. There's Blaine going in for a nice drive, and he gets fouled over the back.
Yeah, you're right. Clayton Pearson came in, too. We took them both out there.
Yep, there goes. Yep, Clayton's in there, number 10.
I think Petey's coming back in.
Nice move by Blaine Toby on the baseline. He gets fouled on the play, and he'll go up shooting two, and he's trailed by one.
Man. I tell you what, he had a nice game Saturday.
Nice shot by Blaine on the free throw. Ties the ball game at sixes.
Petey Judy back in, replacing Derek Judy. Going to give him a blow.
I do agree. I tell you what, Blaine Toby, in my opinion, ever since he's been playing as a freshman, he comes in, plays hard. He doesn't hurt you. Yeah. Two for two on the free throw line. The Indians take a 7-6 lead. Stallman with the ball. He's going to bring it across midcourt. Picked up by Grant Konepke. Over to Highstand in the middle. Back to Stallman. Following over to number three. Who we got there? Nate Johnson coming in for the Tigers.
Came in. I didn't see him.
Johnson down to the court to Highstand. Dribbles in, passes back. And reset the offense. Petey guarding him pretty tight.
Yeah, he is.
There's a three from the side wing. Nailed it right there. Number 11.
Ryan Martin
with a three. And that's going to give Rizales a 9-7 lead. Indians come down in a hurry. Grant takes up a quick three, misses it. Indians get the rebound, and I believe we got a foul.
I believe we did.
Number 11 against the Tigers.
Foul was on Ryan Martin. His first. The team's fourth.
Indians take the ball out, blow their own bucket again. And Mass played him. Petey goes up for a shot, and he gets fouled on that.
Here, I think.
I believe he is.
Nope, two. Must have been on the line.
Yeah, it was pretty close, wasn't it?
It was close. I thought he was going to shoot three.
Petey gets fouled on a shot. He's going to go to the free throw line. Indians trail 9-7 with a minute 14 in the Wangler Hardware scoreboard.
Foul was on Dakota Nofsker. Nofsker.
Tough one.
That's a tough one. His first on him.
Petey up with the first one, a little bit hard off the back of the rim.
Come on, baby, we're going to get you rolling here. Please get that lid off that basket.
Yes, sir. There's one up, and that one rolls around the rim and falls off the side. PD over two there and them free throws. Brazil's with the ball. They bring it across midcourt. Stallman with it. He's going to make a drive. He goes in, passes off. And I believe we did. We got a reach foul on number 22, Blaine Toby.
I think so. He hit him with the body. This first, our third. 57 seconds to go in this first quarter. Wangler Hardware, first quarter.
Brazil's brings it in. Goes up with a wild shot drive. Last rebound. By Pearson over to Grant in the corner, and he nails that baby for a three-ball.
Atta boy, Grant.
Nice job by Clayton Pearson with that rebound and getting the ball out and going down
pushing
the floor.
It up. Yep, absolutely made a great pass out to Grant on the wing. Wing steady his feet, and kaboom, dropped that three.
Absolutely puts the Indians back up by 10-9. 30 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Brazil's with the ball, looking maybe to go for that last shot.
Yep, I think they're going to, Dave.
Johnson over to Highstand.
Got to watch back cuts here. Don't let anybody get in, eh? Ah. Blaine Toby might have picked his second up there.
Yeah, I think he did. He kind of reached a little bit.
Yep. kind of up there on top out on an island, you can't do that.
Well, Dribbler picked his ball up, and we were kind of denying a little bit, and I think we got a little antsy on that.
Yeah, we did.
Silver Zales in. They're going to inbound it to Johnson. Johnson back over to Brian Martin. Martin out to Stahman, and with 8 seconds to go.
Stahman's going to go one-on-one.
Yeah, I think he's going to take a drive, and there's a pick set for him. He's bringing it into the hoop. Blaine sets up to take the charge. No call, and no good on
pretty
the shot.
Ended it.
And that's going to do it for the first quarter here tonight at Verzales. The Indians are going to take a one-point lead at the end of that quarter, 10-9.
Angler Hardware first quarter. Nice.
We'll be back here after a couple of messages.
Jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Wangler Ace Hardware. We have the hand-picked quality brands you can trust for just about any job, and we'll make sure to get you in and out in no time. Wangler Ace Hardware has been serving the community for more than 100 years, and we're proud to greet our neighbors every day. No matter what you're working on, stop by Wangler Ace Hardware and let us help you every step along the way. Thank you for your business. Go Indians.
Right insurance plan is as important as choosing the right insurance agency. And Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is the right choice for you. We'll bring you inside our fort to protect you and help you recover when you've had a loss. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency will help find the right Ohio Mutual plan for your needs. Start in the right place so you end up in the right place. Where we've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
All right, here we go, Harold. We're back for quarter number two. Verzales is going to get the first possession of the quarter, and that's going to be Stahman bringing the ball up. He goes over to Heistand. Back over to Stahman. Stahman, he likes to give her a little bit.
He's trying to juke around, and Grant's doing a good job defensively on it.
Yeah, I think so, too. Grant's playing good deal.
He's working hard.
There's one out to the top of the key.
Boy, his game has picked up a lot. He kind of was a little lackadaisical on the old defensive end.
Yep, there's a tip away by Petey, and that goes out of bounds.
This last couple of years, he's really stepped it up playing hard. I like seeing that.
Oh, absolutely. And it helps the offense. You know, when you play good D, you get a tip, you get a score. And
it feels like he was always thinking about his offense and not playing defense, and now he works hard, and I think the offense just talks to him. Yeah.
I'm with you. All right, Verzales throws it back in. It's going to be Heistand taking a drive and a nice scoop and layup right there. Nice drive.
No, Lovis tried to take the charge there, but I don't think he was quite.
Absolutely, and that's going to give Verzales 11-10 lead over the Indians here early in the second quarter. Indians bring it down. Petey on the wing. Back out to Derek Jeudy.
Coach Bayshore says, let's run a set here.
Yeah, we're going to set something up. Over to Grant.
I think they moved into a 2-3 zone here.
Yeah, I think they did switch something up.
He shut her down a little bit.
Petey in the corner, 4-3. That's going to be long. Back off the rebound. Ooh, and he about traveled. No call right there. You betcha.
Back iron by Petey.
Austin Tunner with a rebound. Stahman coming down, firing up one. A long three from the top of the key. Nails that, baby. And that's going to give Verzales a four-point lead. Indians down the court quick. Over to Grant in the corner. He puts up a three, and that's off. He gets his own rebound.
Oh, Grant, take that to the hole. He had a wide open.
He tried to flip it over to Clay Schmitz, and Verzales got in there and tipped it away.
Boy, looks like we had good numbers there, but didn't quite work.
Didn't work out for us. Nope. So Verzales with the ball. They come down. They set up their offense.
Stomachin's got a quick shot.
Yeah, he come down there. That hurt, didn't he?
That's a ball, too.
Stahman over to Heistand on the side wing. Back out to Stahman. Toner sets a pick. Stahman drives, flips it back out. Back out to the top of the key to Stahman. Stahman resets the offense. Over to Nate Johnson. Johnson in the corner. He passes underneath. Back out for an open three, and it's off the back of the iron. Rebound, Noah Leonard. It's over to Grant. Grant down the floor in a hurry. Derek Jeudy makes the drive. He flips it back out to Payton.
That'll cost Stahman a foul there, I think.
Wow, reach-in foul on Stahman for Verzales.
Might have jammed a finger there a little bit, too, or something.
Yeah, he just kind of act like he jammed
something got hurt there.
Yeah.
But it's tough when you take one of them off the end of the old thing.
That hurts. That hurts bad.
I'm with you. So the Indians are going to take it out on the side. Petey over to Clay. And back to Petey in a hurry. Petey fires up another shot. Nice rebound by Clay. I thought he was over the back there.
Boy, it looked to me like Clay had position, and the other kid was completely over his back, but they did not call it.
Gave it a jump ball, and that's going to be possession for Zales.
Coach Pesar says, I got to have a timeout.
Quick timeout here by the Indians. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back in a sec.
Choosing the right insurance plan is as important as choosing the right insurance agency. And Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is the right choice for you. We'll bring you inside our fort to protect you and help you recover when you've had a loss. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency will help find the right Ohio Mutual plan for your needs. Start in the right place so you end up in the right place, where we've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
All right, we're back here in Versailles. The Indians trail 14-10 with 5:14 to go in the Fort Recovery Insurance second quarter.
Tell you what, Coach Bayshore said it. You just got to not let these guys get in this game. He said they can come out and start hitting some threes, and you never know what's going to happen.
You give them that confidence, and it's going to be trouble. The Indians got the ball. They're going to take it out. I thought it was going to be Versailles' ball, and it's Indian basketball. Eric takes it in, flips it into Noah Leonard. Noah over to Petey Judy. Petey out to the top of the key to Derek. Derek
he's
over to Grant
man
side.
That looks like he should be pretty good.
Nice play right there. Nice job.
Yeah, boy, Noah.
Great play by Grant Konecki on the give and go. And back to Noah Leonard for an easy bucket. And that's
nice
going to make it 14-12.
Hook.
Yeah, that was a nice little shot right there. And he's pick up a little pressure here. Pick him up at the half court line. Brazales gets it across. Stallman's got the ball at the top of the key. Stallman sets it up. Over to Johnson on the side. Turner with the ball right underneath the bucket. And good defense by Noah. And he put a nice shot on him. And
pretty good move.
He puts it in the hole. And that's going to make it 16-12. Favor of the Brazales Tigers.
Yes, sir.
Indians bring him back down. No, at the top of the key. Quick flip down to Clay Schmitz on the blocks.
Lost the hand.
He loses it. Simon's got the ball. He's coming down the floor 100 mile an hour. He passes.
Oh, there's the charge. Take that one.
Absolutely. Quick bucket off the top of the board and no good. Grant's got the ball, and he's going to get called for turning the ball over.
Bit.
Yeah, he carried it a little bit.
Yep, carried it a little.
Turnover on the Indians. It's going to give the ball back to the Tigers.
Hey, I'll give a little big shout out to my friend and guy you might know a little bit, my head coach for the baseball team, Jerry Kopp. Jerry and Lauren listening to us tonight.
Oh, that's awesome. Surprised they didn't come over. They were here last night.
Yeah,
I talked to Jerry. He said that
his came over to see some grandkids.
Yep, they played junior high against the Indians last night.
Absolutely.
So they were over in Brazales last night. Nice move right there by the Brazales boys over to Thomas. Thomas is going to throw up a three, and it's going to be over the top of the backboard, and that's going to be Indian basketball.
I don't think you can have that one, big fella, when it goes all the way over the backboard.
That's exactly right.
Well, it didn't touch nothing.
I see Jared and Jackie sitting over there in their usual spot.
I got to talk to Jared before the game. I haven't seen him in a while.
Yep, shout out to them.
Doing good. He's excited. Hoping they can stay in the game tonight. And so far, they've been a great match.
Absolutely. Quick timeout here by Versailles. You want to take a quick break here with... I'd say just take a quick break here, Reese, and we'll be back
second
in a
quarter.
In a second.
Recovery Insurance.
Recovery, we know that maintaining your equipment's health keeps it running at peak performance. That's why we carry genuine Case IH lubricants, filters, and batteries for your total maintenance solutions. Achieve longer service intervals and higher performance with OEM lubricants. Maximize your engine's efficiency with Case IH approved filters and depend on our quick starting batteries designed to handle extreme vibrations and temperatures. Visit Hope Brothers.
Back at her.
All right, here we go. Indians are going to inbound the ball. Schmitty into Derek Judy. Derek's going to bring it down across midcourt.
We've been kind of dry here.
Yeah, we need a bucket. We need a bucket. There's a turnover right there. Clay brought the ball down, and 13 took it right away from him. Quickly over to Stallman. Stallman's going to, nice play right there. He about threw it up in the stands. Going to reset the offense here real quick. Stallman with the ball at the top of the key.
Bayshore doing a little pacing back and forth. I don't think he's too happy with the start so far.
Well, we just... we haven't hit a couple buckets.
Yeah,
you know,
and, need to make some baskets.
They've hit a couple scoopers that nice shots by them.
Yep.
So Indians in a man-to-man. Ryan Martin with the ball back out to Stallman.
Oh, just about
had
it.
Yeah, that was close. Derek went up. Tell you what, their plan right now is to take it to the hole and let us foul.
Go right at us.
Yep.
See if
yep.
they can draw
they do
foul.
That a lot, man. I'll tell you what.
That will be Noah Leonard's second foul, I believe, first half.
And that's going to bring Dakota Nusker to the line. Indians trail 16-12 with 2:44 left in the Fort Recovery Insurance scoreboard. Free throw up and good, 17-12 in favor of the Tigers.
Oscar, pretty good shooter. Shooter. Stallman boy's a pretty good shooter.
We need to get number two on the scoreboard here.
Yeah, we
partner.
Do. Yeah, we do. He's had a little drought here. He's about due. We've been trying to get that lid off.
Free throw up and no good.
Rebound
by Toner. Offensive rebound right there. We got a box out on
not
that
very
one,
good
boys.
Box out, was it, Dave?
Thomas is going to reset. Get the ball at the midcourt. Throws it over to Martin. He takes it off for a drive, and that's going to be another foul on the Indians.
Kind of some lazy defense there. We're not moving.
Well, we
feet.
Kind of laid
we're
that one,
kind of
we?
Reaching. Yep, we're reaching down there, and that's not good.
The Tigers will take it out below the bucket. Each team with six fouls. And this Stallman to Martin. Martin over to Connor Van Skyhock. We got a new player in there for the Brazil boys.
For Brazil. Yep. That last foul was on, I think it was on Judy.
Was it on
Judy? Yeah.
On Judy. There's a shot up short on the three ball. Another offensive rebound for the Brazil Tigers, and that one goes to Oscar.
Deep bounce. We're just not getting many breaks here. Brazil.
Takes it over to Martin. Yep. Out to Stallman. Stallman drives. He's going to miss that one. Gets his own rebound. And now he's going to be fouled by Blaine Toby.
Should be three on Blaine, I think.
Oh, my goodness. We got to get some rebounds here, boys.
Boy, they're just killing us on the boards right now. They're
absolutely
really aggressive, and we're not.
Right now, they're looking like the team that wants to win this ballgame, Errol.
I agree. So far, not been too good yet for the Indians.
Foul number seven for the Indians, and that's going to bring Stallman to the line. Stallman with his first shot up, and it rolls around. That's going to drop in there. Indians trail by six, 18-12, with a minute 47 left in the Fort Recovery Insurance second quarter.
Clayton Pierce is going to check back in for Petey Judy. Give him a break. I think Coach wants to talk to Petey a little
bit.
Trying to shake him up a little bit, get him fired up.
Yeah, we got to get him going here. We got to get him going. Second free throw up by Stallman, and that's nothing but net.
Down seven.
Indians find themselves down seven. Indians come down the court in a hurry. Clayton Pearson over to.
Is that Grant Canapp?
Yeah, I think it was Grant there in the corner. Back out to the top. Indians swinging around against the zone. Oh. Inside to Schmidt. That's got to be a foul. There we go.
Yeah,
we got a blocking foul.
That could put Schmidt at the line.
I think it will be a 1-on-1, Errol.
Is that 24?
Yep, Nasker.
Sure was. Nasker's got his first foul, looks like.
Here comes Nolan Toby into the game, and Petey Judy back into the game, replacing Grant and Blaine Toby.
It's like Gavin's first.
Or Gavin, there you go.
Yeah, Gavin's first action so far tonight. Good-looking athlete, Gavin. Going to be had some kind of football
fun to watch.
Year.
Absolutely.
Some kind of football year.
Couple of awesome catches he had.
He had highlight reels.
He had a catch at Rockford. Remember we went to that game that night?
Goodness.
He had a one-handed catch at Rockford. And we're like,
it
oh,
was
my God,
an ESPNer.
Yeah. Let's get a first down. He took it all the way to the end zone.
Took her to the house.
Well, that'll work.
I think they put 23 up on the board as a foul. I think it was on 24.
Could have been.
I think that's what they're discussing.
Going to put Clay Schmitz to the amp. Officials are over there at the scoreboard getting things straightened out.
His second foul. Team seventh. We're at the old, is this the old Hall Brothers high line or foul line?
This is the Hall Brothers foul line. That is exactly right. Good job, baby,
brother.
Schmitty in and out on that free throw. And he's still down by seven with a minute and a half to go here in the first or second quarter. Stallman with the ball. He brings it up. Shoots it over to Nate Johnson. Johnson back out to Stahman. Down to Van Skyhawk. Back out
Ryan
to Stahman.
Ryan Post checked in also for the Indians here. He's got his first action of the night.
Yep, Ryan Post into the game. Looks like he's replacing Grant.
Man, they take it to the rack.
They just keep driving. There's a long three from Stahman in the corner. And that's up and good. And that's going to be a 10-point lead now for the Tigers.
Come on,
there's Petey from the wing. He gets his first three right there. There we go.
Boy, he gets his feet set. That's a big plus.
You betcha. You betcha. So there's a three-pointer by Petey Judy, and that's got big help right there.
We needed that.
We needed that bucket. 22-15 here with 30 seconds to go. In the first half.
They got to be content with a 7-point lead.
I would think they would be thrilled to death with that lead. Nate Johnson with the ball. He's at the top of the key. And they're going to call foul against Petey Judy.
That's Petey's second. Look, Petey said he got pushed off there a little bit. I'm not sure if he did or not, but.
Looks like Ryan Post coming out of the ball game.
Derek Judy
coming back in. Frank Knappy coming back in, and Blaine Toby coming back in. Looks like
Blaine Toby, I think, has three fouls.
He said that.
Surprised he would come back in, but maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah, they got the board up there. They got him with two.
They only got him with two. Okay, I might have been wrong.
They got Clay Schmitz on the board with three. I don't think Schmitty's got three either, does he?
No, I would say that's supposed to be flip-flop.
Okay, that makes sense. Indians with the ball. They bring it down the floor. Grant steps back. Flips it over to Petey. Petey makes a move to top of the key. Looking to drive. He flips it back over to Clay Schmitz.
Oh, shoot the ball, Clay. Ah.
And we ran out of time.
We did. He had
never got a shot.
I had an idea how much time was left. Because he had about a 13-footer. And he
got to
shoot passed it up.
Yep. And that's going to do it here in the second quarter. Halftime here at Verzales. The Indians find themselves in a hole, 22-15.
Fort Carey Insurance didn't do us very good there, Dave.
Nope. We need a little help here. Coming up in the third quarter with a Cap Pharmacy scoreboard. We'll see.
Jerry will get us going.
We'll see what old Jeremy can do for us.
You betcha.
We'll be back here in a little bit with some stats from the first half.
Now you've heard that Fort Recovery Insurance Agency has something for everyone. And if you need insurance, they do. When you choose Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we take you inside our fort to find the best plan to protect your home, your business, your vehicles, and your family from the risks you'll face in today's world. When it's time for a new insurance plan, don't depend on just anyone. Depend on Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? Archway Specialized Agriculture Equipment is here to help. With either hammer mill or roller mill action, our portable grinder mixers are the feed industry's gold standard. Rugged, reliable, and easily configurable to your specific feeding needs, Archway grinder mixers are available all the way up to 165 bushel tank size, the largest on the market. For superior ration without a lot of fuss, grind it Archway.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond. Our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Verzales High School. We're pretty excited to see if we won our 50-50, and it ain't looking good.
It ain't looking good.
Indians find themselves down here, Harold, 22-15.
Yeah.
Going into the third quarter, and we got to get something going on here. I don't know. I
struggled a little bit first half.
Their defense, you know, I mean, they played a scrappy defense against us, but nothing that we shouldn't be able to handle, in my opinion.
We'll see what Coach Bayshore comes up with here in the second half, but he may have to change something. I don't know. They just seem to me like all they're doing is penetrating, kicking it out.
That's exactly their offense right now.
Yeah, that's all they're doing.
And it's working for them because...
Sure is. They got some kids on the outside can shoot the ball, so we don't want to leave them open.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And we've been reaching a little bit. We got to move our feet a little more.
Absolutely. We got
to get in position and put the end of that stuff right there. That's for sure.
Yeah, we can get Petey going too. You know, he's only got two here in the first half. You got to have your stars show up and play some ball.
He had a couple good looks.
He did.
He had a couple good looks. But we just can't get him to fall, and we'll see what happens here in the third quarter for us. We're still waiting on some stats. I don't know if we're going to get any or not, Harold. But
I'm not sure either.
Looking up here at the scoreboard, I can see, when I look at our lineup and I see points, and it says 3-0-0-2-3. That's not a good sign,
that's
I can tell you that.
That's not a good sign. Nope.
For the Indians, that's Thomas kid's got 11 points.
He's had a good first half.
He had a couple threes. He had a couple nice drives in there. He made a couple free throws.
Sure did.
Yeah, I thought he played pretty good. He's a junior. The high stand kid that we talked about, he's the only senior on the squad
They've
for the Brazos Tigers.
Yep.
I feel like I can barely hear you.
That's what I mean. I feel like I'm not even on.
Turn me up a little bit.
I don't feel like I'm on either.
Let's see if we can get some things figured out here. I think we're talking, but...
I can't. We can't hear each other.
That sounds a little better right there. Here we go.
That's a little better, yeah.
Very good. Well, we lost Reese. Reese took off.
Said he's done.
And Chase sits down. Chase doesn't know what he's doing.
Chase says, I got no idea.
They're doing just fine. Get off their back.
Spencey comes in, saves the day for
us. Saved the day on that one.
That a boy.
Oh, shoot. Hey, by the way, our big Christmas show here on 4 Recovery Radio is going to be Wednesday, December 19th. We got some great families that we're going to try to help out, and we've really had fun with this the last couple of years, and we've raised a lot of money.
It is unbelievable.
It's been a great deal. It really makes you feel good, and I think we probably are going to come out with all this stuff. Jack's going to get it done either tomorrow or Sunday, and hopefully get it out there on social media. If you see it, you know, retweet it, get it out there. I want everybody to know about it.
Absolutely.
It's going to be big. It's going to be another fun time.
I have been absolutely amazed at the amount of giving that our community has done in the last couple of years.
Oh, unbelievable.
It's absolutely fabulous.
It is fabulous. And I tell you what, warms your heart when them little kids come in and they're holding dollar bills. They want to hand. They want to help. You know, that's what it's all about.
It is. It's really exciting. And it's a good thing. It goes to some good families, and
try to help out. Just like we said, you know, we're not going to pay for everything, but if we can give them a couple minutes of peace of mind, it's worth every penny of it.
Helps their Christmas a little bit. That's very, very special. There's no doubt about it.
Sure is.
That'll be on December the 15th, or December 19th, you said.
There
you
go. Wednesday night. Wednesday evening. Yes, sir. Some upcoming games here tomorrow. Don't forget about the girls' game. It's going to be a dandy. We're going to see some great competition again. OG's coming in after winning a state championship last year, and I think they're bringing back a lot of players, so they're going to be pretty good. Indians come off a tough loss last night against Versailles, you know, this is I've seen us bounce back on Saturdays against good teams, and hopefully this will be one of them.
Yeah, I think we got to get out to a quick start like we did last night against the Versailles girls and get some momentum going and make them work. And well, that's the same thing Versailles is doing to us tonight, Harold.
Absolutely. They're making it hard on us to score points, and that's what happened to us last night at the girls. You know, we only got 30 points, but we played great defense. Yeah. Held them to 39, and that's the same thing that's going on here. You know, it's so far, we just got to get it going.
It's a very low-scoring game here this evening. I think we'll take another quick break.
Better pay some bills.
We'll get some bills paid here quick, and we'll be back.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. Give the gift of comfort this holiday season with a Golden Technology seat lift chair for your loved one. We have a large assortment of chairs in stock, various sizes, styles, fabrics, and colors to choose from. And we offer the best guarantee in the business. So let our experienced customer service specialists assist you in choosing the perfect seat lift chair. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off of State Route 49. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced. Get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004. So give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Here in Versailles, we're down to about minutes and 30 seconds before we get the tip off of the third quarter.
Hey, if you want a shout out, just give me a text at 419-852-3599 and we'll give you a shout out tonight.
Absolutely, or 419-234-2976.
Yes, sir.
Who's back in the fort listening to us tonight?
Who's listening to us? Hopefully somebody.
We might have had somebody in the first quarter and then they heard us.
Yeah.
Oh my God, two of the worst.
Shut her down.
Got a nice sea of purple here tonight.
Yes, we do.
Pretty decent crowd here tonight.
Yeah, we got a great crowd. I tell you what, our crowd's fired up. We're fired up for basketball. This is a great time of season, too, because everybody's fired up. They all think we got a chance of being state champs. So crowds are coming out wide open, and the Christmas season, it's going to be a great, great year, I think.
Absolutely. And I was looking at our schedule, and we don't have many home games coming up here before the first of the year. There's going to be a string of home games coming wide open in January.
Yeah, actually, we end up, Davey, I think I looked on the schedule that we end up maybe the last 7 out of 8 games at home to finish the season up. So
no, that's
we can battle through this first half of the schedule.
Absolutely, and get some momentum going. That's awesome.
It's nice having that home court advantage.
Without a doubt. Both teams back out here on the court getting warmed up here.
About a minute away here.
Indians need to get on a little mini roll here early in the third quarter. Yeah. I know, we've always talked the first couple minutes of that third quarter is very important to this ball game, and we want it to go our way. There's no doubt about it.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I guarantee you, Coach Bashir, I mean, this is where he coached, so he wants this game bad.
Absolutely.
I guarantee he does.
Absolutely.
So he'll get them fired up here at halftime, and hopefully we come out, just like you said, first couple 3 minutes of this third quarter, let's just go out there and play some good basketball.
Get right back in. That's exactly right. All right, we'll take one more break. Reese has won one more break before the halftime.
One more break. Pay the bills. It's just about third quarter time.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Men's Night Out in Fort Recovery is Wednesday, December 19th from 5 to 8 p.m. Kalp Pharmacy has several gift buying packages available, and one of them will be just right for you. Packages including everything from box chocolate, jewelry, to perfume. They'll be 20% off on all Christmas packages. So shop at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, enjoy an ice cold refreshment, and have our elves wrap a perfect present for your lady. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
We got to get things going.
Big Jerry, I forgot about the old men's night out. And that's perfect. December 19th, go over see Jerry, get your present for your wife, and then head down and donate
some money.
Money to us. Why
good
not?
Good thinking. All right, Versailles gets the ball first. They're going to throw the ball in. They set things up with Stylin at the top of the key. Indians trail by 7.
We're going to stand a man to man, see what happens.
There goes Highstand. He gets an easy lane. Takes it right down through the middle of the lane. Lays it in for an easy bucket.
Well, we're just not getting much help defense down there. Well, we got to help.
It was a good pick, and he took off and laid it right in. And nice piece of work by the Tigers. Right there's a nice pass into Noah. Noah gets a quick bucket. Noah goes.
There he goes.
Gets the rebound, puts it back in. 2 points for Noah Lennox.
Nice little big man working back and forth together.
Yeah.
Smitty
down to Noah. That worked out nice.
Love that.
So 2 points apiece so far here in the third quarter, and Simon brings the ball down for the Tigers. He passes it over to Highstand. Highstand down to the side to Stallman. Back out to the top of the key. Indians are in that man-to-man.
24 driving to the lane again.
That's Nasker. Yep. And he gets fouled. They didn't change a thing.
No. We got to move over there. We got to cut that lane off. We're just kind of reaching, and we're getting caught for it. That's three on Leonard's.
Yep.
We got to have
on Noah Leonard's.
Shout out to my good friend Jody Stockler. She's listening to us. Say
hello, Jody.
Good tonight.
First free throw up and good.
Blaine Tucker's going to come back in. Noah's going to have to take a break here till the fourth quarter, I bet.
Yeah, with three fouls.
Yep.
25-17. Favor of your Versailles Tigers. That one's up and no good. Rebound, Petey Judy.
All right,
let's come on, Petey. Let's go here. Let's do something. Petey brings the ball down himself. Passes it into Blaine.
Blaine drops.
Blaine makes a nice move, turns, and might have got a piece of that, blocked it a little bit, and that's going to be no good. Rebound by Brazales. Number five, Stommen with the ball. He coming down. He crosses the midcourt line, sets the offense up at the top of the key. Passes over to the wing.
Oh, we need to make a bucket. I think Coach, I wouldn't be surprised if Coach Bayshore doesn't go into a press. Full court press if we get a bucket. We just got to score.
Yeah, I agree with you. That's
try,
what
try to shake something up.
That's what the boss told us. There's one pass down in the inside. Back out to the wing. Brazil's being very patient with the ball right now.
They sure are.
Passing the ball around from wing to wing. Back out to the top. Down to the left side. Nice pass to the inside. Into Heastan. Blocked a little bit. Nice job by the defense on the Indians there. Turnover and back down. Here comes Petey Judy. Petey comes down and he's going to get fouled. Drive into the bucket.
Go shoot a couple.
If you didn't get to listen to the JV game, Indians pull down a 37-35 victory.
Victory for the old JV team.
Nice win for them, actually.
That was a good win. It was a battle. All brothers foul line shooter.
Petey
got the first one. That a boy. Clayton Pearson going to come in. Give Derek Judy a little break. Mention that about the JV. I just had a text from my sister-in-law, Carrie. Wanted to know how Ian did. Ian did very well. He didn't make very many shots, but he played pretty good defense, and we got a big team win. That's what we're looking for.
I think he had four. He had four.
I think so. Could not get the three ball to drop.
Had some great looks, dude. In and out.
Some great looks.
Petey misses that second free throw. And now Stommen comes down, makes a move, and he's going to be fouled by Grant Konecki.
I think they're going to call that on the floor. Yep.
Second foul. Second foul for Grant Konecki.
You want him.
Oh, come on, boys.
Man, that's terrible.
And bounce underneath their own bucket, and they get a layup.
Walked right inside about 6 feet away, threw it to him, and laid it in.
That cannot happen. All right. Indians back down the floor. They're trailing. By 9, 27-18. Clayton Pearson with the ball on the wing. Back out to Petey. Now down into Clay Schmitz.
There we go.
Schmitty over to Grant in the corner for a three, and that's going to be long and no good. Rebound, Brazales.
We just cannot. We can get two shots. They take it right now. They get every rebound.
I'd say if we saw the shot chart, they got two threes from the Stommen kid, and everything else got to be in the paint.
In the paint, yep. They got a bunch of them in there. There's a bad pass. That's got it back, though.
Stommen drives again. Goes in the middle and lays it in.
Down the middle for a layup.
Now the Indians trail by 11. Here comes Petey. Petey coming down. He's going to do his own thing, and that's going to be off the side of their rim. No good. Going to be fought for. Blaine gets the rebound. He hangs on to it. It's going to be called a jump ball.
Woo! That was a quick jump ball.
You ain't kidding there.
To me, like Blaine just got the rebound. They called a jump ball already.
And in possession.
Baker not too happy with it either. Get a bucket here. Well, Petey had a point blank layup, but he couldn't get it.
Wow. That was a nice block. And wow. Called a foul right there on number 30.
Those boys are jumping up and down. They thought they got robbed on that one, and I ain't too sure they did.
It did look like a good block right there. Block. It was a nice pass into Grant Konecki underneath the bucket.
Yeah.
And he run out.
Was he was behind him.
Yeah, he was behind him.
They won't give you that.
They're going to call
All Brothers
five.
Foul line. It's time, baby. Let's go, Grant.
Grant to the line. First one up.
Atta boy. Gavin Toby checks back in. It's going to give Schmitty a break. Oh,
on, Grant. We need to go on about a 5-6-0 run.
I agree.
One more, and that's going to be.
We're going to step up the D a little bit
here.
That's
right. Looks like we're going to press a little bit. Brazil's gets the ball in.
Let's get a trap here.
Yep. Oh. Just about had a steal right there. Now Simon's coming down the floor. Nice pass underneath.
Attaboy.
That's going to be stole by Petey. And that's going to be a foul on Brazil's. Nice job, Indians.
Indians got a little bit aggressive there. That's what we got to do.
Sure. Brazil's broke the press, got it down, and threw it inside to Toner. And Toner moved, and Petey grabbed the ball away from him.
That's four on him.
Toner turned around and fouled. I don't know.
Toner, kid, I think that's four on him.
Is that right?
At least they put up four. I think the guy on the scoreboard is a little
shaky. He's still in the
ballgame. Yeah, I can't be.
All right, so Petey brings the ball up. Gives it to Clayton Pearson at the top of the key.
Come on, Clay, let's go.
Over to Schmitty.
Strong.
Blaine makes a nice move, and he's going to get that one swatted, and that's going to be out of bounds. Nice block right there.
That's the old 6'6 versus the old 6'1.
You betcha. 6'6 with about 6 foot arms,
with
too.
Huge arms. Yeah.
Nice defensive play by the Brazil's Tigers.
Here he is. Ah. Just about threw it away there.
Yeah, that one tipped away right there.
Oh, Clay.
Still Indians ball. 29-20 here in the Cal Pharmacy scoreboard.
Yes, sir.
4 minutes to go in the third quarter.
How about we bury a three here?
We're going to set something up at the top of the key with Grant Konecki. Grant over to
Coach Bashir says we got to do something different here.
Pearson back out to the top to Grant. Grant makes a move. Clay Schmitz out at the top of the key. He's going to take it to the hole.
Nice
play right there. Off the backboard. 2 points for Clay Schmitz.
Defense stepping it up again.
29-22.
Ah, Grant let him get around.
Indians press again. Now it's 3-on-1.
That's not good.
And that's going to be a foul on Clay Pearson.
That was
that was an easy bucket right there.
I don't have any problem with that.
Clayton came in and said, I don't think so.
And fouled him before he got the shot motion up.
So perfect. They'll take the ball out, blow their own bucket.
Cut her down to seven.
Quick little flip into Tunner. Tunner goes up and makes an easy bucket again here.
Boy, we're kind of falling asleep on an inbounds play.
Yeah, I don't get it. That's two times in a row they've done that. There goes Petey Judy to the hole, and he's going to get hammered. And no call on that.
Tunner kid squatted it.
Tunner put it out of bounds, and it looked to me like he got him with a little bit of body, but there was no call on that. So the Indians are going to take it out.
I think Petey's starting to get a little frustrated.
And to Grant. Grant turns
nice
around.
Nice job by Grant Konecki. Go on now. Lead up. Got to cut this kid off. Oh, that's a travel.
There's a foul. Boy, that was kind of crazy.
Chaos
right there.
Yeah, it was. Chaos.
Indians are pressing wide open. The Stommen boy kind of loses
his balance. His balance slid a little bit. They did not call the travel.
Did not call it.
He did a great job getting the ball.
And then they foul Pete.
Absolutely.
That's what a little pressure does right there.
Absolutely. It's helping a little bit. I think it's kind of getting us fired up here.
Absolutely. 31-24 with 2:46 to go here in the Cal Pharmacy third quarter. Petey with the ball out to the top of the key. Gives it off to Grant.
Grant, nice play.
Nice job.
That's a great pass.
Clayton sets down to Blaine Toby. Blaine lays it in for an easy bucket. Now it's a 5-point ball game, 31-26.
He backed off a little bit. I think he's just going to give him a little break. They made a nice little run there. Got your little 5-0 run like you were talking about.
That's what I wanted. That's exactly right. Stommen with the ball at the top of the key. He throws it off to the side.
Hard half-court defense here. Come on, Purple.
And he's just got a... There's a star. Wow. Good job. Get a rebound. Grab it, Petey. Come on. It's micing.
Well, we're just having a hard time getting rebounds.
Yep. Tunner with the ball down to block.
Travel. Nice.
Nice job by Blaine Toby. He was right there behind him, and he turned around and shocked him a little bit.
Yep.
And the Tunner kid traveled a little bit. So
doing a little extra effort.
Turnover for Zales, and that's going to give the Indians a chance to cut into that lead a little bit.
Yeah, let's get another bucket here.
Petey brings the ball down over to Clayton Pearson. Clayton back out to Grant. Grant with a long three.
Ooh. Attaboy, Blaine.
That was off to the side of the rim. Blaine with the rebound.
Oh, don't touch it.
Over to Clayton. Clayton to Blaine. And Blaine
got it in the air there. He got in trouble. Yeah. Had to flip it over to Blaine. Blaine wasn't ready.
Rolls it off his hands and out of bounds. And that's going to be a turnover, Indians. We had a chance to cut into it a little bit. Get her down to a 3-point game, maybe. And now we're playing full court press again. We're going to press them wide open. Man-to-man press. Thomas says, boys, clear it out. I'll bring the ball down. Grant Konecki playing defense against him. And he gets it across the timeline.
Now we go.
Throws it over to Ryan Martin. Ryan Martin over to Nate Johnson. He takes it out to the top of the key to set things up.
Minute 24 here in the Caps' third quarter score.
Tomlin with the ball over on the wing. Back out to Nate Johnson. Nate Johnson with a drive.
Attaboy, Blaine. Good rebound.
We'll let him have that shot all night long.
That was tough a shot.
Kind of a blind, underhanded flipper. And
yep.
He can have Indians with the rebound. Petey with the ball. He's going to pull up. Yep. He's going to miss the three ball. And that one's going to be fought for. And it's going to be a foul.
Foul on Gavin Toby. His first, I think.
Foul number five, Gavin Toby. And he's definitely playing a little more aggressive here.
Bring the youngsters in. Yeah, I think we're just trying to bring him in and give him a little break.
Yep.
It's like the Martin boys stepping in.
Regan Martin coming in. Derek Jeudy coming in.
And I think Owen Shane.
And, yeah, Owen Shane's coming in. So Blaine goes out.
I'll tell you what, we played hard there. We played hard for about a five-minute stretch there. So yep. I think they needed a break. We're going to get them one. Gavin just kind of hammered him right there. Pretty easy to call that one. That's five fouls on us. I'm afraid they're going to be shooting a lot of free throws.
I get it. I think he thought he had the shoulder pads on there for a second.
He did the old block there.
Brazil's inbounds the ball.
There you go.
That one's tipped off of Gavin. Gavin kicks that one out of bounds.
I think they want him to trap it. He's got it in high gear.
He's got her in tackle mode.
He's got her in high gear right now.
Brazil's inbounds the ball.
There it is.
Oh, man, that was close right there. We've not got it. Stommen with the ball across the timeline.
I don't think
Stommen's going to nail a three, and he nails it. Big shot right there for Brazil.
Yeah, we dropped down.
We did not want him to make that one, and he nailed that, baby.
Nate Johnson's in the corner. We dropped down on him and let Stommen wide open. Stommen's a better shooter.
That's going to be a foul on Derek Jeudy. Look like he pushed off right there. It's going to be a player control foul.
That was actually on Gavin.
That was on Gavin, too?
Yeah, they called that on Gavin. I think it's his fourth.
Holy cow. All right, so Brazil's with the ball. 27 seconds to go in the third quarter. Indians trailed by 8, 34-26. Got it down to 5, and then Stommen nails the 3 to put him back up 8.
Let's get a stop here.
Grant playing defense on Stommen at the top of the key.
They're definitely going to hold him to the last shot here.
Down the Nasker on the side.
Nice
and now back out to Nate Johnson. Ooh, I thought that was a travel right there, partner. Good. No call. There's another drive, and he brings it in, and a rebound, and that's going to be the end of the quarter. Nice job, Indians defense.
Cal Pharmacy
that's
third quarter.
That's going to do it for the Cal Pharmacy third quarter. Indians trail 34-26. We'll be back.
This is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Outside, and that brings out the worst in your car. Weak battery, bad wipers, or tires without enough traction to get you through the snow? Give the experts at Hastings Auto a call at 375-4617, and they'll get your car back in top shape again. They'll check your antifreeze, wipers, batteries, tires, and more, so you and your car can survive the winter. Or if it's finally time to trade it in, stop in and see them. If they don't have what you're looking for, they'll find it for you. Get your car ready for winter now, or trade it in. Either way, go to Hastings Auto, 375-4617.
All right, partner, here we go. We're getting ready for the fourth quarter. The Indians got to get things going here.
Need a big fourth quarter here.
The Fowler Mechanical fourth quarter scoreboard. Indians find themselves down 8, 34-26. Brazil's with the ball, Stommen with it at the top of the key. Throws it down on the wing. Out to Toner at the top. Indians still in their man-to-man.
Been there the whole game.
Yeah.
Really.
Nate Johnson with it over to Stommen. Indians bringing their defense out further.
Get it.
Oh, that looked like a double dribble.
Good hustle. Ah.
And
timeout
to Brazil.
Kind of saved him on that.
Yeah, I think so too. I think that was
struggling.
Turnover city. Nate Johnson had the ball
to
and
handle.
Quick timeout by Brazil. So with 7:13 to go in the fourth quarter, the Indians find themselves still down 34-26. We'll just keep it right here, Reese.
Yeah. Hey, we got a big shout out to our good friend and probably one of the best listeners at FR Radio has, Mr. Greg McClurg up in Delphus.
I figured P-Dog was listening.
P-Dog says we're coming in loud and clear up in Delphus, Ohio. Thanks for listening, bud.
I'm hoping he had a good week.
Yep, absolutely. All right,
I got to talk to his brother a little bit last week down in Troy. God love him. He's kind of the father figure for me down there. My son moved down to Hobart.
Yeah.
And
gonna help him out a little bit.
Mix 2 minutes away. So
yeah,
it's awesome.
That's perfect.
It's awesome. All right, timeout's over. And the Verzales Tigers are going to inbound the ball back to Stammen. He's going to bring the ball over the timeline. He's guarded by Grant Kanapke.
Step our D up here a little bit, perfect.
Hey, Johnson with the ball on the wing. He throws it over to Ryan Martin. Back to Johnson, back to Martin. He brings it out to the top of the key.
Smitty tried to pick
his pocket.
He walked there. Whew, I think they could have called that.
Down the tunnel on the inside, and he goes up and he scores.
Easy bucket.
And that's going to make it 36-26 in favor of the Tigers.
Boy, you are right. Calpe, I tell you what, I bet you 90% of their shots are in the paint.
Without a doubt. There's Petey. He's going to make a drive. He goes underneath, finds Grant out in the wing. Grant up for three, no good. Rebound, Tigers.
Well, we're going to get down to the point where we're going to have to start fouling these guys. Hopefully they can't shoot free throws.
Yeah, that's without a doubt. Over the timeline for the Tigers. That's going to be a foul on, could be on Derek Jeter.
I think it is.
Nope, going to call it on Peyton Jeter. They're going to shoot 1-1.
That's his third.
So with 6 minutes and 17 seconds to go in the ballgame, they go to the line shooting 1-1. Up by 10. We just can't. I wonder what our shooting percentage is.
It's bad.
Holy cow.
It can't be good. Plus, it just has been a one and out all night. They're not a big squad.
Nate Johnson at the line. He goes up for the first of the 1-1, and he nails that one.
Sometimes that ball bounces in their own ways, but we're not getting too many our way.
No, we are not. Shot number two by Johnson. Up, in and out, and no good. Rebound, Clay Schmitz.
All right, come on, Petey.
Schmitty over to Petey. Petey Jeudy brings it down. Schmitty at the top of the key with the ball. Gives it over to Peyton.
Get a big screen here. Let's go.
He's going to bring it in, take a 15-footer to the top of the
There you go.
Free throw line, and he nails that, baby.
Oh, back on the tip there.
More pressure. Ooh. That's going to be a foul called on Clay Schmitz.
Yeah, I think, yep. Blocking foul.
And he's trying to bring the defense to him.
His third. Third, and they're going to start shooting free throws.
It's going to be number 24, Dakota Nosker.
Nosker? One of the guards. Boy, we need that.
He's got 7 points so far tonight. First shot up. Nothing but net.
Got her.
Tell you what, Harold, the Purple's going to have to turn.
They're going to have to make some
turn
big
on here
changes
real
here
quick. They're down 10. 6 minutes to go.
Got 8 fouls on us. They're going to shoot a lot of free throws.
And the next one up and no good, and that's going to be an offensive rebound by Toner. And they're going to pull it back out. So Stammen's got the ball now at the top of the key.
Boy, that drives me crazy. Box out. Check out.
He's going to drive it. Dish out to the side. Back out to the top. Back over to the side to Martin. Martin's going to put a move on. He's going to fling it over to Nate Johnson. Nate Johnson says, I'll just bring it out to the top. We'll run another 30
Johnson's
seconds off.
Too confident.
And that's going to be a foul on Petey Jeudy against the Stammen boy.
It'll be his fourth. Well, Petey's just had a hard time getting him floated.
Yeah, they're just... And it's, I don't think that they're doing anything crazy against him. It's not like they're...
No, absolutely. They're just man-to-man. Nothing double-teaming, nothing like that. It's just one of them days where you just can't get anything flowing.
So Martin goes to the line with a 1-1. First one up and good. Indians now trail by 11. on the Fowler Mechanical fourth quarter scoreboard, 39-28.
We're going to have to get that three-point line fired up here a little bit. Start hitting a few.
Next one up, a little bit hard, and rebound Derek Jeudy. Derek's going to bring it down the floor in a hurry. He's going to pass it off to Petey in the slide. Petey coming up, and a three ball. Good. Nice shot right there by Petey, and that's a big boost in the arm for us. That's going to make it 39-31. Timeout for Zales. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be back with 5 minutes and 21 seconds to go in the fourth quarter.
Outside, and that brings out the worst in your car. Weak battery, bad wipers, or tires without enough traction to get you through the snow? Give the experts at Hastings Auto a call at 375-4617, and they'll get your car back in top shape again. They'll check your antifreeze, wipers, batteries, tires, and more, so you and your car can survive the winter. Or if it's finally time to trade it in, stop in and see them. If they don't have what you're looking for, they'll find it for you. Get your car ready for winter now, or trade it in. Either way, go to Hastings Auto, 375-4617.
All right, PJ, we're back
here. Sir. Fourth quarter, Fowler Mechanical. Chad, you got to get us fired up.
Yeah, come Chad, on, buddy. Come on, baby. 5 minutes and 21 seconds to go here.
Got under 10.
Yep, Indians down 8.
Here. Let's go.
Brazil's taking the ball out underneath the Indian scoreboard. For the Indians, we got Clayton Pearson, Clay Schmitz, Derek Jeudy, Grant Kanapke, and we got Noah Lennox on the floor. Full court press into Stomach.
Stomach hits pretty good. He handles the ball pretty well.
He is confident with that ball. There's no doubt about it. He brings it up over the timeline.
We just got to get him trapped.
Try to do a little.
He just won't let us.
Try to do a half-court trap, and he moves out of the way. Now he's going to take it down, and an easy pass into 30, and 30's going to get fouled going to the bucket.
Might be on Noah Lennox.
The way they bring that ball in there, and then them guys just collapse towards that rim, and he finds that open guy.
He always finds the open guy, yeah.
He finds that open guy, and by the time we turn around, we foul him.
Fouls.
So Evan, Easton's going to go to the line.
That one must have been on Derek. Derek Jeudy.
First one up and no good.
All right. Well, I think if we can keep it out of the guard's hands, get to the big boys, we'll take our chances at the line.
Absolutely. Stallman's got 17 points. He's by far the game's leading scorer.
Yeah.
Next shot, he's staying up, and it's going to hit the bottom of the net. Makes it a 9-point game, 40-31.
All right, let's go. Let's get a bucket. We have time yet. 5 minutes. Let's get on a little mini run here. Get back in and put a little pressure on him.
Absolutely. Derek Jeudy with the ball. He throws it over to Grant, top of the key. Smitty with the ball. Smitty makes a move. Brings it up and in and out. No good. Nice move by Clay Schmidt. Steal by Petey.
And call
Petey
five.
Goes in for it, and he gets no call. Goes in for the layup, and now
could be four on Derek.
Yep. Great play by Petey. He goes in. I thought he got fouled. No call.
I thought he did, too.
Ball doesn't go in. Scramble for the rebound, and we get called for the foul. And was it Derek?
It was Derek. It's his second.
That puts us over the limit now, and they're going to be shooting two the rest of the way.
Oh, boy. Boy, we had two close range shots, and neither one of them went in.
Nice. It was a nice move by Schmitty.
Schmitty had a great move.
First shot by Nefker up and no good.
Come on, they're waiting on us. Let's go.
Yeah, they're missing their free throws for them. They just can't do anything about it.
They got a box out, too. Check out and get the rebound.
Next shot up.
Got it.
A little hard.
Just it again.
That's going to be a rebound by Blaine Toby. Derek's going to bring it up fast.
It's
tied up there at the top. Now Grant's got the ball. He takes a drive. He goes in, and he's going to be fouled.
He's going to step to the Hall Brothers foul line and shoot two.
Give them a little taste of their own medicine. Take it to the rack like that.
Take it right at them and see if we can't make some free throws.
We need them.
Yep.
In his trail by 9, 40-31, with 4 minutes to 30 seconds to go in the Fowler Mechanical fourth quarter. A shot up and good by Grant.
Coach Bayshore going to bring in some fresh guys, probably to get out there and get after it on defense.
That gives
like
Grant.
Regan Martin checks in, and Clayton Pearson also going to check in for the Indians. matchup, fellas.
Let's go. Got things straightened down here now. 40-32. Come on, Grant. Grant's with 10 points tonight. That one's up and long.
Go get it.
Stay alive.
And we keep it alive, and Grant comes up with the board. Grant's going to make a move. He goes towards the bucket. He lays it up, and no good. Nice rebound by Blaine. Blaine turns around and nails it.
Boy, big rebound.
Huge rebound by Blaine Toby.
Oop, don't touch
it. Does a quick spin move and turns around.
Grant can have you just tip the ball. They're going to tech him next time he does that. He's got to watch
that. What did he do? Oh, he smacked it out of their hands.
Yeah, knocked it out of their hands. Kind of keep it away from him so we could get set up.
You stop the clock a little bit.
Yep.
And he's down six now, 40-34 with 4:15 to go.
Let's play a little D here. Come on, fellas.
Full court pressure again. Ball comes into the side, and Blaine comes up and just
clobbered him, basically.
I think.
Coach says foul him. Okay.
That's exactly what happened, Harold, because he didn't have a real good-looking free throw the last time he shot.
No, he did.
And
I think he thought, if he gets the ball, let's give it a shot.
That's exactly right. I think that's exactly right, because it didn't take but a millisecond, and he was fouling him.
Yep. That looks like,
so that's going to put number
fouls on
Evan. Evan, he stands to the line. He's got 1 point on the last free throw he made. Comes the next one.
That's hard.
That's hard.
Yes, sir. Attaboy. Missed that one. Box out here. Let's make sure we check out. Let's put our offense back in. I think we're going to play a little offense defense here for the last
Clayton
4 minutes.
Regan coming out. Petey and Gavin coming in. Clayton. Clay Schmidt throws it away, gets the ball back.
He did get it back.
Makes a move, throws it over to Petey in the corner. Now back over to Grant.
Keep moving, move the ball.
Back out to Derek at the top of the key.
Now kick it. Now hit it.
Grant with a move to his left, shoots it.
Got it. That a boy, Grant.
Three-pointer by Grant Konefke, and that's a big bucket right there. And that's as close as we've been for a while, 41-37.
Cole Bench just got fired up.
Bringing us back, Harold.
Yes, sir. Atta boy, Chad.
That was a big shot right there. And when Clay had the ball and he threw it down, I think he was throwing it down to, was he throwing
trying
it
to find Blaine, I think.
Trying to find Blaine.
Yeah, and the baseline.
And the Tunner kid put his hands up and knocked it. And we scrambled, got the ball back. And
we made a nice
huge
hustle play, yeah.
That was huge.
Indians are playing hard. It took them a little while, but they're playing harder.
Yeah, absolutely. Quick timeout. Yeah, quick timeout by Coach Bayshore, I think. Looks like Brazales has three timeouts left. The Indians have two.
Yep.
Brazales has five total team fouls. Indians 10+.
Yeah, 10+.
Looking up at the scoreboard, Grant's got 13. Petey's got 9.
Blaine's got six. And Schmitty's got 5.
For Brazales, the Stallman boys got 17. And Ryan Martin's got 7. 24. Who's that?
Nosker.
Yep, Nosker's got 8.
8.
All right, we're back. Brazales going to bring the ball in for full court pressure again.
We're waiting to trap. We can catch him somewhere. Oop, there's a foul.
And they're going to call another foul. Blocking foul on Blaine.
4 on him.
And that's going to put number 13, Connor Van Skyhawk, to the line.
A new guy out there. We'll see what happens here.
Connor has no points here tonight.
Another good foul line on him. I mean, you got to try the new guy.
Absolutely. See what happens. For the Indians, they got Schmitz, Blaine Toby, Derek, Clayton, and Petey's coming in.
Offense back in. Let's take one down. Let's hold him here. Let's just get down and knock
Clayton
three.
Clayton coming out. Yep. Petey coming in for him.
Keep battling, Purple.
First shot up and no good.
Yes.
Second shot up, and he makes it.
They're kind of 50% up here.
Absolutely. Now what we got?
Quick substitution. Like a sub in there.
Yep. Turner coming back in for Van Skyhawk.
Guys, a little late on the buzzer there, but.
All right, so the Indians find themselves down 42-37, down 5 with 3:44 to go in the fourth quarter.
Plenty of time.
Judy with the ball out to Grant Konefke at the top of the key. Grant makes a move, goes down low, kicks back out to Schmitz. Schmitty makes a nice move, comes in and misses the shot.
Fouling. Schmitty can't.
Long pass down the floor, wide open. Thank God it was a long pass. They're going to bring it back out and set up an offense.
Pretty smart play by.
Yeah, it was. Nice job right there by Ryan Martin.
Yep. Smitty had a nice point blanker again. He just can't get that ball to drop.
Can't get that bucket to drop. That would have been a good one to use the glass.
Yes.
Tomlin with the ball at the top of the key. Over to Martin. Martin makes a move, throws it back out to the top of the key.
I don't think you want to foul Tomlin.
No, I don't think so either.
Anybody but.
Over to Toner, back out to Martin.
There it is. Now there's a foul. Call it. I have a hard time with that.
That's the guy we wanted to foul right there. He had the ball. Heistand had the ball for a little bit, and we didn't get the foul. Now
we got to go for the steal here.
Absolutely. Nostra got the ball. Now over to Toner underneath the bucket. It's going to be missed, and Blaine Toby with a nice piece of defense, and I think he's going to get fouled.
I think he did.
Great job by Blaine Toby getting the position, getting that rebound.
Blaine Toby's playing his butt off tonight.
Toner had a shot that I'd say he'd make 90 out of 100.
Boy, we bumped him pretty hard, but they're letting him play.
Yeah. Blaine goes up, gets the rebound. That's foul number 6. Big play right there. Now the Indians got a chance to cut into that lead. They're down 5. Grant with the ball at the top of the key. He paying over to Petey. Petey with a quick 3. And that's going to be short. And that's going to come back out and be a rebound for Brazil.
Anybody but Stomach, don't foul him.
He's going down the
bound.
Yeah, don't foul. Oh, he's wide open underneath the bucket.
Whoa, it traveled. And they don't foul.
And that's 3 offensive rebounds for Brazil's, and they bring it back out to the top of the key. That was unbelievable.
He got kind of caught standing there.
Stomach with a timeout. Stomach calls timeout.
They're going crazy, but until he blows that whistle. Smitty just tried to knock it out of his hand. He was trying to call timeout.
Getting a little rowdy out there in the floor. The Indians want this ball game, and Verzales is hanging on. So with 2:06, there's another timeout called by Verzales. We'll take a quick break here, and we'll be back. Wrap this thing up. We've got to get a victory here. We're down 5.
Need a break.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Yeah, we're back.
All right, we're back here. I got to give a shout out to our old buddy Rob Weaver from WPGW.
Hey,
he said we're coming in loud and clear. He's listening to us tonight.
Hey, we're going to go over to Portland tomorrow night. Don't forget to get there early. I think Portland's got a benefit chicken noodle supper deal for tomorrow night. So
I do like chicken
Indian
noodles.
Indian fans, try to get over there early. Let's support them a little bit.
Well, I'm with you. All right, Brazil's with the ball. They get it in, get it over the timeline. Going to be a quick foul right there by... Was that on Grant or by Derek?
I think Derek.
Yep, going to call it on Derek Jeter.
I believe it is. Yep, 3rd on his.
And that's going to put Ryan Martin to the line. Ryan Martin's got 7 points.
Yep.
So far this evening. See if he can miss one of these for us.
He misses sure the first one. Boys are just, they're kind of one out of two every time.
They're guaranteed to make this one. I'm going to give them the jinx right here.
Yep, they've never missed
that second shot.
Nope.
Petey Judy back in the game. Placing Clayton Pierce.
Back in. We got a box out of here. Get a rebound.
Here comes the second shot. That's long. Oh, and it falls right there.
Got lucky there.
All right. They're back up by 6. 43-37. Petey with the ball coming down the floor.
Just need to score here.
Over to Derek. Derek over to Grant. Grant's top of the key over to Schmitty. Schmitty down to Derek Judy in the corner. Derek's going to drive the baseline, and he's going to get fouled by the Stomach Boy. Away.
All right, Derek. We got to have you, baby.
We love to see points on the board with the clock stopped, that's for sure. So Derek's going to go to the line. Need a couple here. It's going to be a 1-on-1.
Yep.
Looks like Vance Guy is coming back in the game. He's going to replace Heistand.
Come
left handed up, a little long, and it's going to be off the mark.
Gotta get it.
Rebound to Verzales. Stomach with the ball. He's coming down the court. He gets it across the timeline.
Now we got a foul. We got to go get somebody.
Yep, we got to do something here. Stomach with the ball now to the other side.
We got to go get him.
And that's going to be a foul on Grant Canapi. He goes over and he's going to foul.
Boy, offensively, we got to get a bucket. We've had a couple trips down there and had pretty good looks, and we just have not scored.
Well, that rebound came down. It looked like it was going to go right to us.
Yeah, I thought we might get 2.
Set up of Brazil's back at the line.
Mofsker back at the line.
Shooting two.
Got 8 points so far this evening.
Boy, they've shot a lot of free throws tonight.
Yes, they have. That first one's up and good.
So
puts them back up seven.
Back in.
Now we need this one to roll out here, Harold. We got to go down and get a quick bucket here with a minute and a half to go. Fowler Mechanical scoreboard.
Down seven. We got to go.
Comes the shot. Looks a little short. Gets the baby roll.
Got the roll. Soft rim.
Now we're down eight. Petey comes down. He's going to set something up. He's going to take a shot at the top of the key, and that's going to be off and off to the side of the rim.
Oh, boy.
Derek Jeudy with the rebound. Over to Clay Schmitz at the top. Schmitty goes down with the board, goes in for a layup, and he misses it.
Missed another one.
And that's going to be a rebound of Rizales.
We found it.
Rizales with the board over to Stommen.
It will not come.
Stommen across the timeline.
Tip it.
And that's going to be a foul on Grant Konapke.
Well.
So we'll put Stommen to the line and see what he can do.
Making a little tougher on us.
We absolutely cannot get one to fall in there for us.
Boy,
tonight.
We've had a bunch of shots in the paint here late and nothing dropping for us.
For shut up by Stommen, nothing to net.
I don't think we want to foul this kid.
Nope.
He's got a pretty good stroke.
Nope, that's for sure.
18 on the night for him.
Michael Stommen, nice little guard out there, 5'10". 5'10 junior, next one up. A little bit short. Petey with the rebound. Petey comes down in a hurry.
Come on, Petey. Knock one in here.
He's going to make a move. He's going to take it to the rack, and he's going to get fouled.
He did call it.
Can't get one to fall, but he does get a foul. He's going to go to the free throw line.
Free throw line. He'll go to the Hall Brothers free throw line and try to get us a couple here. Get us cut this thing down to seven.
We got to get something going. We got to get her going in a hurry. That looks like it was going to be a fifth foul right there on the Heastan boy.
Yep. Unfortunately, he's one of our bad shooters.
That's the guy we wanted to keep in the game. Hey, he made 2 for 4.
He did. He's a 50%er.
PD up with the first one. That's good.
Got it.
10 points now on the night for PD Jeudy.
Down eight. Got her defense back in. Got a foul quick. I'd face guard that Stommen kid right now. Don't let him get it. Everybody else, go foul.
And the second one's up and good. 46-39 with a minute two to go.
Clayton Pearson checks in for Petey. Defense, offense again.
Well, Petey's got 4 fouls. We're going to get him out.
The one guy you don't want to let him have it.
Yeah, Stommen gets the ball, and now he comes across the timeline. Guarded
now
by,
trap him. Now trap
guarded
him.
Guarded by Derek.
Oh, timeout. Good call. Good call by the coach.
Yeah, we got him in the trap, and the coach called timeout. Nice job. Exactly right. Timeout for Zales. We'll take one quick break, and we'll be back.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Men's Night Out in Fort Recovery is Wednesday, December 19th from 5 to 8 p.m. Kalp Pharmacy has several gift buying packages available, and one of them will be just right for you. Packages including everything from box chocolate, jewelry, to perfume. They'll be 20% off on all Christmas packages. So shop at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, enjoy an ice cold refreshment, and have our elves wrap a perfect present for your lady. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
With the end of the year approaching, there's no better time to stop by Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery for the Case IH end of year sales event. You'll find new Case IH Farmall, Maxim, and Puma series tractors, along with our complete line of hay tools, all at a special rate. So say goodbye to 2018 and hello to savings. For more information, visit Hull Brothers Fort Recovery, serving this area since 1896.
We're back.
All right, here we go. We got 55 seconds to go. We got to deny him, and we got to get the ball here real quick. Brazil's going to throw it in, and they get it in to Stommen. Stommen with the ball at the top of the key, getting guarded by Grant Konapke. Now he's getting double team, and that's going to be a blocking foul on Clay Schmitz. Coach definitely not happy with that one. I thought he was in pretty decent position there.
Pretty good position. He had him trapped right up against the half-court line, and he ran into him, and they called it on us.
Yep.
Stommen back to the line, shooting two.
Third foul on Schmitty, and that's going to put Stommen back at the line. Maybe he'll miss a couple here for us. We need it. 46-39. Brazil's got all their boys back at the other end. First one up and good.
Toner back in for them. Petey Judy coming back in along with Blaine Toby for us.
Toby coming out for Toby. Coming back at the line, shooting the second shot here. 47-39, Indians trail by 8 and make it, nope, keep it at 8.
Let's go.
Blaine with the rebound over to Petey. Petey coming down in a hurry.
Three.
Petey's going to stop at the, no, he's nope, just going to keep it going to the bucket, and he's going to get one.
Get a three.
There we go.
Way.
Nice drive by Petey. Gets laid in, and he gets a foul. So now the Indians got a chance here.
Cut her down to 5.
Yep, huh? Get her back down to 5 with 39 seconds to go.
Quick foul. Keep missing. Keep missing, Marcelle. Help us out. Gavin back in along with Clayton Pearson. He'll be coming in for Petey.
Getting all the substitutions in, and we'll be ready to go for this free throw, the and one.
In. He's going quick and right back up. What a heady play. Oh, oh my goodness. They didn't call it.
That was a great play by
him. It was a heady play by Petey Judy. Absolutely got tackled on the shot and no call.
Petey tried to throw one off front of the rim like that, and
he did it perfect.
He came in there, right, got his own rebound.
He was going up for the layup, got hammered, and they did not call it.
Who'd we call a foul on, by the way?
I believe.
It's going to be Blaine.
Looks like. Well, yeah. I think they called it on Gavin. That's probably his fifth. I think Coach Bayshore
trying to figure out what's going on
a little bit. I think he's letting him have it a little bit because that was not very good. First of all, we haven't brought a kid in yet, and they're shooting free throws.
Yep. They're shooting free throws. One official over here getting his butt reamed, and the other two are over there shooting free throws.
The other two are just going ahead and playing.
First shot up is no good by Ryan Martin. 47-41, 31 seconds to go in the ball game. Ryan Martin at the line.
Yeah, Petey caught him off guard there, hitting off the front of the rim, grabbed a rebound. Boy, oh boy, what a great play.
Second free throw's up and long.
Good. Get the rebound.
Rebound by Blaine. Out to Petey. Petey comes down in a hurry. He's not stopping, I guarantee. He goes straight to the basket, plays it up.
Soft.
A little bit short. Gets his own rebound, and
that can't be on us.
Not sure what they're going to call here.
It was a pile.
Going to be a foul on White.
White there.
Number 33, the toner boy.
All right, let's knock a couple in here.
All right, we're down to 22 seconds. That's down his six. Foul. Petey to the line.
Well, we can get her cut down here.
Get it to 4.
Get it to 4 here if we can make a bow.
Got Grant Konatke, Derek Judy, Blaine Toby, Clay Schmitz. First one up and good by Petey. 47-41. 47-42,
my bad.
14 points down for Petey. Next one up. Good.
Got it. All right. Back at her. Got our defense back in, ready to go. I think we got a timeout here, man.
I don't know if we called timeout or who called timeout.
They may have.
We definitely got a timeout on the floor. We'll
both
take
teams.
Another quick break
both
here.
Teams got one left. It was us called timeout.
Was us?
I think so.
Yep, each team's got a timeout left. 47-43, 22 seconds to go in the Fowler Mechanical fourth quarter.
Well, Davey, it's been kind of exciting here down the stretch. We've been battling.
Well, there's no doubt we've been battling. They gave us some chances there at the free throw line.
They're
not much better than 50% here in the fourth quarter. I don't think so.
No, I don't think so at all. They've definitely let us back in this game.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
If we could have got lucky on a couple of those little baskets underneath, we'd be right in this.
That's no doubt about it. Looking out there on the floor, looks like Blaine Toby's got 6 points here for the Indians. So Grant Konapke's got 13.
I think Petey's up to 15.
Yeah. Clay Schmitz, he's got 5.
Well, let's get a quick foul. Let's try to keep it out of Stoneman kid's hands.
That's who they're going to want to get it to. He's got 19 points for the night.
I think so, too. I think we're going to kind of put a guy in front and back on him.
Here comes the inbounds play.
Yeah, that's good.
And now they go long.
Oh, no. They get fouled. Go foul.
And now they get an easy layup.
one thing we didn't want to happen.
One of the nicest plays you'll see on a long play like that. That puts him back up. Puts him back up by seven. That's going to be a shot in there by Schmitty.
Four down, four again. Boy, oh boy. He went to foul. The other kid broke the basket with an absolute
absolutely.
Open
I think it's, isn't it 50?
Yeah.
Is it 49? I think it's 50, isn't it? 50 to 45. We were down five. They make a bucket. We make a bucket.
Yeah.
They got the scoreboard at 49-45 with 7 seconds
to
go.
Four. We cut it to four.
We did cut it
to
four?
We're all right. I think we're all right. Benny Dirk drove that right to the lane for an easy layup.
Yeah, he did. And
we just couldn't foul fast enough.
Well, they did the old classic full court pass on that pressure. And he just took the ball and took it over to the side. And we didn't get a chance to foul. And he had one trailer wide open.
Yep.
He laid it right in for an easy bucket.
Yep. Our guy chased out there to foul him. And he threw it right there for an easy layup. Well, we got a foul quick here, I guess, huh?
Super quick. 7 seconds to go. Indians trail by four, 49-45.
Still a two-possession game. We can get it done here. Just got to do fast.
Need a quick steal. That'd be sweet.
Yeah.
We're going to deny him again. Now they're setting up.
We got horns blowing. We got plays going on. We got a scoreboard guy that is struggling down there today.
I'm not sure why they blew the horn.
I have no idea. 6.7 seconds. So they
the sales coach ain't happy because he had a great play.
He did. And
got the ball in.
There we go.
And
got to put it back to seven.
Yep. Now they set it back to 7 seconds.
Bayshore's talking to the scorekeeper.
They run the same play. We got the denial going.
Crackle.
It's in, and we're going to be fouled over there, and that's going to be Nate Johnson that's going to go to the line.
Nate's going to shoot a couple. Well, Nate, we're
took about a second and a half
seconds.
Off of. Yeah.
5 seconds is not a lot of time.
No. Well, if he makes, well, 4-point game right now.
Yeah, it's two possessions, anyway we look. Unless they foul saw three.
I don't think they're going to do that. I
wouldn't think they'd do
there's
that.
There's the first one up, and it's good. 50-45.
And we got to shoot threes as fast as we possibly can. And the problem is, I don't know if we have any timeouts left. No,
I don't think we do.
So, I think we're in trouble.
Not the way the Indians wanted to open MAC play here.
No.
Early in this basketball season. Next one up and good. Clayton Pearson throws it into Schmitty. Schmitty at the top of the key. He's going to shoot a three, and it's going to be an air ball out of bounds. Nope. Yep, that's the ball game. Indians fall to the Versailles Tigers.
Tigers are
51-45. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back with about a minute post game, and we're going to be out of here.
No. Yes, sir.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced. Get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
With the end of the year approaching, there's no better time to stop by Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery for the Case IH end of year sales event. You'll find new Case IH Farmall, Maxim, and Puma series tractors, along with our complete line of hay tools, all at a special rate. So say goodbye to 2018 and hello to savings. For more information, visit Hull Brothers Fort Recovery, serving this area since 1896.
All right, we're back one more time here. Quick post-game wrap-up. The Indians fall tonight to the Versailles Tigers in the MAC opener. What are you going to say, Fee? They played a good game, and we just couldn't make the bunnies. And
kind of came down to that. You know, they made all those bunnies down low, and we did not, and it was a close game, but doggone it.
That's right. Here come the Briscoe kids coming over.
Yep. Give a little high five to Uncle Dave.
Yep. High five to Uncle Dave, and they're going to hit the road. I tell you what, it boiled down to, I thought the Stallman kid played a great game for the Brazil's Tigers. He ended up with 19 points. He controlled the floor, didn't you think? I mean, it just seemed like it was.
They just kept penetrating and kicking for easy buckets, and
that's what they did. And it
we did a good job second half. I mean, the fourth quarter we did a great job coming back, tricky. But just a little bit too short.
Yeah, we just ran out of time. And for the Indians, you know, I think Peyton did ended up. You know, he had two points or 3 points at halftime. He came back and he scored 12 ended up with 15. And Grant had 13, and Schmitty had 7. I think Noah had 4. I don't know if Derek, the other starter, I don't know if he
got a bucket. I don't think he scored.
I think Blaine Toby had 6 for us, and I thought Blaine played a good game for us.
Rebounded well. Very aggressive game. Did a nice job out there.
It was good to see him have a good game. Yep. So
hopefully the Indians will get back on the winning track tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night we go to Jake Addy. That's exactly right.
Rival. It'll be a fun one. It always is fun over there. So
Indians now 1-1 on the early season, and I think Brazil's is 1-1.
Yes, sir.
So they even things up.
So
we're going to turn things over to Reese Bob and see if he's going to have the coach coming up. He said sometimes he does, sometimes he doesn't. But
never know.
He thinks he may come up tonight for a little bit, we'll let him question him a little bit. I'm sure he's going to be disappointed in the loss, but is what it is.
Unfortunately, we'll be back at it tomorrow night.
All we can do is come back and get a victory tomorrow night.
Yes, sir.
Well, for Dave Kaplan and Harold Feely, it has been a pleasure for us to do the game, and you guys have a good night. Root us on tomorrow night.
Yes, sir.
We'll see you then.
Right here on your Indians leader, Fort Recovery Internet Radio.